今日正道讲题是怜恤的人有福了。
第三讲。
Today's sermon topic is Blessed are the Merciful, Part 3。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
当我们能够再一次来亲近，更亲近这位怜恤我们的神。
When we come near and nearer to this merciful God,
是一份很大的恩典。
This is a great blessing.
但我们得这份恩典，神要付上很沉重的代价。
But for us to receive this blessing, God has to pay a great price.
因为主耶稣基督必须为我们受死，必须为我们受伤。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ had to be wounded and die for us.
但感谢主，不单只是一位受死受苦的救主。
But thanks to the Lord, He is not only the Lord, the Savior who was wounded and who died.
他更加是一位复活的得胜主。
But He is also the resurrected victorious God.
所以在我们一生活着的时候，
Therefore, all the days when we are living,
这位复活的主一直与我们同在。
This resurrected Lord is always with us.
但更加重要的，
But more importantly,
有一天这位复活的得胜主要荣耀再来。
This resurrected Lord will one day come again in glory.
弟兄姊妹，每一个属神的儿女，我们等着这个时刻。
Brothers and sisters, every one of the children of God are waiting for this moment.
因为这个是荣耀的时刻。
Because this is a glorious moment.
所以当我们在今生活着的时候，
Therefore, while we are living in this world,
我们心存盼望去过我们的人生。
We are filled with hope when we are living.
虽然在一生里面有很多的挑战，
Although in the whole course of our life we have many challenges,
有很多的艰难，
We have many difficulties,
有很多的缺乏，
We are sometimes in need,
但这份盼望让我们有力量去安然面对不同的环境。
But this hope can help us to be facing all difficulties in peace.
求主帮助我们，
May the Lord help us,
有这个信心属灵的体验，
To have this confidence and to have this spiritual insight.
我们同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
亲爱天父，我们同心感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praises.
因为你所差来的救主耶稣基督，
Because the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior who you sent,
不单只成为十字架上曾经被杀的羔羊，
He was not only the lamb who was slain on the cross,
他更加是复活的得胜主。
He is also the resurrected victorious Lord.
在我们一生里面，
In all the days of our lives,
我们能够仰望这位天地的主，天地的神。
We can put our hope on thisLord and God of heaven and earth,
成为我们的磐石,
to become our rock,
成为我们的盾牌,
to become our shield,
成为我们的帮助,
to become our help,
是我们一生所能够信靠的。
He is the one that we can put our trust on all the days of our life.
因为凡信靠主的必不至于羞愧。
Because for all those who trust in Him will not be put to shame.
恳求恩主在今天早上再一次与我们同在。
May the Lord be with us once again this morning.
十字架上圣洁的宝血首先洁净洗净我们的罪孽和过犯。
The precious holy blood on the cross first of all cleanse us from all our sins and transgressions.
因为非圣洁没有人能够见神。
Because without holiness no one can see the Lord.
亦都恳求真理的圣灵在人的心灵里面做感动的工作。
May the spirit of truth move in our hearts.
恳求恩主帮助我们的心成为一个好的地土。
May the Lord help us for our heart to be a good soil.
能够承载神你拯救我们灵魂的道。
To contain the word of life that can save us.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
同心感恩仰望祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，实在我们非常感恩。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, how thanksgiving we are.
在过去的正道当中，我们已经思想了几方面的真理。
In the previous sermons, we have put our thoughts on some aspects of the truth.
是关乎神怜恤人的原则。
Pertaining the principles of God showing mercy to us.
也都思想到什么是神的怜悯。
And also, we have reflected on what is God's mercy.
以致我们对于这位慈爱的天父有一个更深更全面的认识。
So that we can have a more understanding of this merciful Heavenly Father.
但由于个主日的正道开始呢，
But from today's sermon,
我们会进入一些更重要的环节。
We will go into some very important areas of the truth.
就是我怎样效法这位的神。
That is, how do we imitate this God?
我们怎样能够实践神的怜悯。
How do we put His mercy into practice?
我们怎样能够追求成为一个真正怜悯人的人呢？
How do we pursue to be people who show mercy to others?
是 我哋嚟紧正道当中要思想嘅。
These are the things that we are going to reflect in our coming sermons.
当我哋思想呢个主题嘅时候咧
，When we reflect on this theme，
我哋必须问自己两个问题。
We must ask ourselves two questions。
我哋真系可以拥有神嘅怜悯吗
？Can we truly possess the mercy of God？
我真系可以效法神成为一个怜悯人嘅人吗
？Can we truly imitate God to have compassion on others？
弟兄姊妹，你有信心吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you have the confidence？
我哋可以吗
？Can we do it？
当然，圣经俾我哋提供咗答案。
Of course, the Bible has given us the answer。
我提醒弟兄姊妹嗬。
I would like to remind you, brothers and sisters。
人生所遭遇嘅一切嘅问题。圣经都有答案。
All the problems that we encounter in our lives, the Bible has all the answers.
争在你揾唔揾到。
The question is whether or not you can find it.
当我哋话我哋要成为一个真正怜悯人嘅人嘅时候咧
，When we say that we want to be people who are merciful to others,
圣经教导我哋点样能够。
The Bible teaches us how we can achieve it.
答案其实喺我哋今朝早上正道嘅经文嘅其中两节。
The answer is found in two of the verses of our sermon scriptures today.
上个主日我哋读过噶啦。
Last week we have read them.
刚才姊妹亦都读过。
Just now, sister has read them to us.
我哋而家再读一次。
Now let me read again.
新约圣经路加福音第一章78-79节。
The book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 78 and 79.
好，我哋揾到，我哋再一次一齐读出嚟啊。
Let's read them together.
因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人。把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
Because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace.
弟兄姊妹，如果你细心睇刚才所读两节经文嘅时候咧
，Brothers and sisters, if you think carefully of the two verses that we just read,
我哋睇到世上其实每一个人都有机会蒙神嘅怜悯。
We can see that actually everyone in the world has the opportunity to receive God's mercy.
而世人所能够蒙怜悯嘅原因系乜嘢咧
？And what is the reason that the people in the world can receive this mercy?
根源来自四个字。四个字就是怜悯的心。
The root answer is, comes from these words. That means the tender mercy of God.
神是怜悯的神。
God is the merciful God.
在怜悯的神里面有一个怜悯的心。
In the heart of the merciful God, there is tender mercy.
因着这个怜悯的心，所以神有怜悯的行动。
Because of this tender mercy, then God has the actions of mercy.
因而全人类都能够蒙神的怜悯。
And then the whole human race can receive the mercy of God.
弟兄姊妹，答案就出咗嚟啦。
Then we can see the answer.
如果我哋要成为一个真正怜悯人嘅人咧
，If we want to be people who can truly be merciful to others，
唯一嘅出路系乜嘢咧
？What is the only way？
就系我哋好似神一样。
That is when we are like God.
有一个怜悯嘅心喺我哋里边。
We have tender mercy within us.
当我哋有怜悯嘅心嘅时候咧
，When we have this tender mercy in us，
我哋必然有怜悯嘅行动。
Then we will have deeds of mercy.
因着我哋有怜悯嘅行动咧
，and because of our deeds of mercy，
我哋就成为一个真正怜悯人嘅人。
Then we become people who are truly merciful to others。
所以整本圣经常常都提醒我哋好多呢方面嘅真理。
Therefore, the whole Bible always reminds us of this aspect of truth。
好似喺箴言嘅四章廿三节提醒我哋
，just like what is written in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 23。
你要保守你心，胜过保守一切。因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Above all, guard your heart. Above all else, it is the wellspring of life.
所以弟兄姊妹，你里面有咩嘅心
？So what kind of heart that you have？
外面就有咩嘅生活
？Then on the outside you will have the manifestations。
外面就有咩嘅行事为人
？Then it is the way how you conduct yourself。
所以里面有怜悯嘅心咧
？Therefore, when we have the tender mercy in us，
外面就有怜悯嘅行动。
Then on the outside you will display actions of mercy。
所以使徒保罗亦都提醒我哋。
Therefore, the apostle Paul also reminds us，
当以耶稣基督嘅心 为心。
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
因为主耶稣基督是怜悯的主。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ is the merciful God.
主的心是怜悯的心。
His heart has tender mercy.
当我们以耶稣基督的心为心的时候呢，
When we have the attitude of the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们就能够有怜悯的心。
Then we can have true compassion.
使徒保罗在以弗所书四章三十二节也都提醒我们。
The Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32 also reminds us.
我们是一班天父上帝的儿女。
We are God's children.
我们是圣洁蒙爱的一群。
We are the people who are loved and holy.
所以我们当存怜悯的心。
Therefore, we have to be kind and compassionate to one another.
究竟怎样得到这个怜悯的心？
How do we attain this tender mercy?
怜悯的心带来怜悯的行动。
This tender mercy will result in merciful deeds.
让我成为一个真正怜悯人的人。
So that we can become people who are truly merciful.
怎样能够得着这个怜悯的心？
How do we attain this tender mercy?
就是一班神的儿女一个很重要的课题。
This is a lesson which God's children have to learn.
但我们不单止停留在这里。
But we don't just stop here.
当我们得着怜悯的心的时候呢？
When we attain this tender mercy,
我们盼望我们能够更进一步。
We hope that we can go one step further.
这个怜悯的心能够长得更加丰盛。
This heart of tender mercy can also grow.
成为一个丰盛怜悯的心。
So that it will be rich in tender mercy.
这个是每一个基督圣徒必须去羡慕，必须渴望的。
This is something which every Christian saint should admire. They should long for it.
当然有一部分我们同样要思想的就是。
Of course, at the same time, we also have to reflect on this.
当我们得着怜悯的心了。
When we attain this tender mercy in our heart.
当这个怜悯的心又增长了。
When this tender mercy in our heart increases,
我们能不能在我们一生当中持守住呢？
Then how can we persist in it all the days of our life?
原来爱心会失落的。
You will realize that love will dissipate.
怜悯的心都会失落。
And this tender mercy in the heart will also dissipate.
在我们一生里面，怎样能够持守这份怜悯的心呢？
How can we persist in it all the days of our life?
就是我们必须要思想。
This is something we have to reflect on.
所以今天早上在正道当中和大家思想三个主题。
Therefore, in today's sermon, let us put our thoughts in three themes.
由一个怜悯的心引发出来的。
They all spring from the tender mercy in the heart.
就是如何得着怜悯的心？
That means how do we attain this tender mercy in the heart?
如何增长怜悯的心？
How should this tender mercy in the heart increase?
如何持守怜悯的心？
And how should we persist with this tender mercy in the heart?
弟兄姊妹，这个对我们就非常宝贵，同埋好有价值，好有意义。
Brothers and sisters, then this will be very valuable and meaningful for us.
但如果要达至三个目标的话呢？
But for us to achieve these three goals,
就有三个属灵的行动是我们需要实践的。
There are three spiritual actions that we should put into practice.
三个行动分别是什么呢？
What are these three actions?
就是基督在心。
The first one is we should have Christ in the heart.
第二个是常在主里。
The second one is constantly remaining in the Lord.
第三是脱离卑贱。
The third one is cleansing ourselves from ignoble purposes.
我再讲一次，我们有三方面属灵的行动是我们一生需要实践的。
I'll repeat, there are three spiritual actions that we should put into practice all the days of our lives.
第一是基督在心。
The first one is with Christ in the heart.
第二是常在主里。
The second one is constantly remaining in the Lord.
第三是脱离卑贱。
The third one is cleansing ourselves from ignoble purposes.
好，我们先来思想第一部分。
Let's reflect on the first aspect.
怎样能够得着一份怜悯的心呢？
How do we attain tender mercy in the heart?
同大家看一节的经文。
Let us read a verse.
在新约圣经以弗所书三章第十七节。
It is Ephesians chapter 3 verse 17.
一节非常非常重要的经文。
This is a very important verse.
如果找到我们都一起读出来。
Let's read together.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love.
弟兄姊妹，为什么我说刚才这节经文是非常重要呢？
Brothers and sisters, why did I say that this verse is very important?
因为这节经文里面将一个生命的奥秘去显明了出来。
Because this verse reveals to us a mystery of life.
全世界的宗教信仰讲正常的，都只不过是导人向善。
All the religions in the world, all the normal religions, They ultimately they only lead people to do good deeds.
教人脱离罪恶。
They teach them how to go away from sin.
但如果你从呢节经文里面去睇咧
，But if you can see from this verse，
呢节经文里面将一个生命极大嘅奥秘显明咗出嚟。
This verse reveals to us a great mystery of life，
亦都将基督信仰真实嘅核心去表明出嚟。
And it also tells us the core of the Christian faith。
基督信仰唔系一啲头脑知识上嘅认同。
Christian faith is not just head knowledge.
基督信仰不是教你去做好人做好事。
Christian faith is not only leading you to do good deeds and to be a good person.
基督信仰不是讲一些心灵安慰和寄托。
Christian faith is not about some comfort to you.
你留意经文里面讲什么？
If you have noticed what is said in the verse,
是说当我们相信基督的时候，
it tells us that when we put our faith in Christ,
不单止我们的罪得赦免，
not only do we receive forgiveness of sin,
不单止我们与神和好，
Not only do we have reconciliation with God，
不单止我们成为天父上帝的儿女，
Not only do we become children of God，
他讲了一个宇宙当中的奥秘出来。
It tells us a mystery in the universe，
就是当你真的相信主耶稣基督的刹那，
That is the moment when you truly put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ，
这位天地的主，天地的神，这位生命的主，
This Lord and God of heaven and earth， This Lord of life，
从此住在你们心里。
From then on, dwell in your hearts.
基督信仰特别就特别喺个地方。
This is the most special thing about Christian faith.
我唔系单止得到呢份嘅救恩。
We do not only receive this salvation.
而系竟然呢位生命嘅主，呢位拯救嘅主，从此喺我生命当中与我同在。
But amazingly, this Lord and God of life from then on dwells in our hearts.
佢唔单止成为我嘅帮助。
He does not only become our help.
佢唔单止成为我嘅力量。
He does not only become our strength.
他不单止成为我的安慰，
He does not only become our comfort，
更重要一个非常重要的后果，
But the more important result is that，
就是叫你们的爱心有根有基，
That we can be rooted and established in love。
哦，弟兄姊妹，这里就将我们怎样得着怜悯的心去启示了出来。
So it reveals to us how we can receive tender mercy in our heart。
当我们相信主耶稣基督的时候，
When we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ，
我们得着主耶稣基督住在我们心。
We can have the Lord Jesus Christ dwelling in our heart.
从此我们的生命有根有基。
From then on, our life is being rooted and established.
其中一部分就是我们有主的爱心。
Part of the reason is that we have the love of the Lord.
主耶稣基督的爱心就是一份怜悯的心。
The love of the Lord is the merciful heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，要得着怜悯的心，不是靠学习得回来。
To attain the tender mercy in our heart, it is not through learning.
是靠相信主耶稣基督而得来的。
It is through the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，人原本我们的内心是很多很多的问题，很多很多的杂质。
Brothers and sisters, originally our love is filled with impurities.
圣经里面很多很多宝贵的提醒。
The Bible has a lot of precious reminders.
世人内心真实的一面。
The true state of the human heart.
原本就好像耶利米先知所说的。
It is like what is proclaimed.Claimed by the prophet Jeremiah.
人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
Our heart is wicked beyond cure. Who can understand it?
使徒保罗自己亦都做见证。
The apostle Paul also has this testimony.
我也知道我里面没有良善。
I know that nothing good lives in me.
因为他知道他里面的肉体当中一点良善都没有。
Because he knows that within him there is no goodness at all.
如果你大家再看使徒保罗在罗马书的第一章21-32节的描述，
If you look at the description from the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 1 verses 21-32,
人的心其实很多的杂质，很多的污秽，很多的不洁。
You will see that a person's heart is filled of a lot of impurities and wickedness.
那段经文讲到人的心原本就是无知的心。
The passage tells us that a person's heart is a heart of foolishness，
虚妄的心，
a heart of futility，
邪僻的心，
a heart of depravity，
嫉妒的心，
a heart of jealousy，
贪婪的心，
a heart of greed，
诡诈的心，
a heart of deceitfulness，
狂傲的心，
a heart of arrogance，
无亲情的心，
a condition of heartlessness，
不 怜悯人的心。
A merciless heart.
我弟兄姊妹，其实在我们未蒙恩归主的时候，我们的内心世界真实的境况就是这样。
Brothers and sisters, before we were converted to the Lord, the true state of our heart is always like that.
很可惜，因为当时我们活在生命的黑暗当中。
But at that time, sadly, and we were living in darkness of our life.
我们不察觉这种的情况。
We did not know this situation.
直到几时我们知道呢？
Until when we become aware of it?
直到圣灵光照的时候。
Until the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit.
原来我们先看到我们内心里面存着这么多的杂质，这么多的败坏。
Then we could see that our heart were filled with such depravities.
当然，到我们真的重生得救的时候。
But at the moment when we were born again.
因为基督耶稣住在我们心里。
Because of the indwelling of the Lord Jesus Christ.
也都按照神在旧约以西结书的应许一样。
And also according to the promise as in the book of Ezekiel.
他要赐给我们一个新心。
I will give you a new heart.
他要赐给我们一个新的灵。
I'm put a new spirit in you.
他要赐给我们一个肉心。
I will remove from you your heart of stone.
从此我们才能够醒悟过来。
And give us a heart of flesh, then we realize it.
就好像奇异恩典那首诗歌的描述一样。
It is like the song of amazing grace.
前我失丧，今被寻回。眼金得看见。
I was lost, now am found. I was blind, but now can see.
哦，所以弟兄姊妹得着怜悯的心由几时开始呢？
So brothers and sisters, when do we start to have the tender mercy in our heart?
就是我们真实相信耶稣基督的时候就开始了。
When we are truly converted to Christ.
我们不单止得着基督住在我们心里面。
We do not attain the indwelling of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们都得着基督那份怜悯的心在我们里面。
But we also attain the tender mercy in our heart.
在这里乘机提醒在座当中的青少年人。
And I take this opportunity to remind the young people among us.
因为流传到爱你们。
Because I really love you.
特别现在你们年纪幼小的时候。
Particularly while you are young.
很多事情未看得透彻。
A lot of things you do not have true discernment.
但我必须提醒你们。
But I must remind you.
将来可能你要恋爱。
In future, you may start to fall in love.
你要结婚。
You will get married.
你要建立家庭。
You will build up your families.
当你物色对象的时候呢？
When you are finding your partner of life.
当然我们盼望他一定是主里面的神的儿女呢。
I hope that they must be children of God.
或者你还有其他一些的期望。
Or you may have some other expectations.
但是最最重要一样是什么呢？
But what is the most important thing?
就是他需要有一份怜悯的心。
Is that they should have the tender mercy in their hearts.
弟兄姊妹，因为如果人有怜悯的心的话呢？
Brothers and sisters, if they have true tender mercy in their hearts,
他就会有恩慈,
then they will have kindness,
他会有忍耐,
they will have patience,
他会有包容宽恕,
they will have tolerance and forgiveness,
他会有接纳,
and they will have acceptance,
他会有良善,
they will have goodness,
他会有温柔,
they will have gentleness,
他会有信实和节制,
they will have faithfulness and self-control,
你的一生就蒙福了。
Then you are truly blessed in your life.
因为他能够用一份怜悯的爱来爱你。
Because they can love you with a merciful love.
但如果他里面没有一份怜悯的心的话呢？
But if they don't have tender mercy in their hearts.
有一天当他面对一些试探诱惑的时候。
One day when they are come across some temptations.
当他有一些罪恶的辖制当中的时候。
When they are in the bondage of sins.
他就会引起来很多伤害的事情都会做得出。
Then they will do things that are hurtful and harmful.
这个世界充满很多忘恩负义的人。
This world is full of people who are ungrateful.
很多心狠手辣的人。
A lot of people who are wicked.
很多贪新忘旧的人。
A lot of people who forget their past.
很多背信弃义的人。
A lot of people who are not faithful.
根源只有一个。
There is a root problem.
因为其中一个最重要的原因。
Because one of the most important reasons.
里面没有一份怜悯的心。
They don't have tender mercy in their heart.
所以我会提醒那些青少年人。
Therefore, I remind you, young people.
今日听到流传道嘅提醒，摆喺心里边。
Today you have heard my reminder. Keep it in your heart.
有一日当真系要恋爱嘅时候
，One day when you start to fall in love.
求主俾你有智慧去观察。
May the Lord give you wisdom to observe.
呢个人有冇一份怜悯嘅心
？Does this person have tender mercy?
求主帮助。
May the Lord help us.
好啦，得着怜悯嘅心嘅时候咧
，After we attain tender mercy in our heart,
我哋要进入另一个环节。
Let us go into another step.
这个怜悯的心怎样能够增长呢？
How can this heart of tender mercy increase?
能够变成一个丰盛怜悯的心呢？
To become a tender mercy which is abundant.
好像主耶稣基督的教导一样。
As in the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ.
有三十倍。
Some have 30-fold.
有六十倍。
Some 60-fold.
有一百倍。
Some 100-fold.
能够恩上加恩的。
So that there will be grace upon grace.
为什么我们需要有这个追求呢？
Why should we have this pursuit?
因为在属灵生命上还有一个奥秘是很多人忽略的。
Because there's another mystery in spiritual life which is neglected by a lot of people.
我们因信耶稣基督了。
Because of our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们有基督耶稣住在我们里面。
We have the indwelling of the Lord Jesus Christ.
成为我们的根基。
To become our foundation.
但这个从主而来的生命的样式呢？
But this life pattern from the Lord Jesus Christ.
它只有两种的表现会流露出来的。
There are two manifestations.
一是长进。
The first one is to increase.
二是枯萎。
The second one is to wither.
很多时候我们都期望一样东西。
Sometimes we expect one thing.
信得主了。
After we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
停留不动。
We remain the same.
又不大。
We don't increase,
又不小,
and we don't wither.
但是属灵生命的奥秘没有这样的。
But there is no such thing in spiritual mystery.
你一是就长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Either you grow in full measure of the Lord Jesus Christ.
一是你的生命会日渐枯干。
Or your spiritual life will wither.
变成安宁是生，其实是死的。
So that it will be alive on the surface, but in fact it is dead.
所以耶稣基督在约翰福音十五章第四节很清楚。提醒我们。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ reminds us very clearly in John chapter 15, verse 4.
他用葡萄树和枝子作了一个比喻。
He uses the metaphor of the vine and branches.
提醒了我们。
He reminds us.
我们需要亲近主耶稣基督。
We should be close to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的生命就能够结出果子。
So that our life will bear fruit.
我们怜悯的心就能够日渐的增长。
The tender mercy in our heart will grow day by day.
有三十倍，有六十倍，有一百倍。
Some 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold.
但如果我们同主耶稣基督的关系疏离的话呢？
But if our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is distant,
我们就会好像枝子离开葡萄树一样。
It will be like branches away from the vine,
成为枯干的枝子。
So they become withered branches.
我们里面怜悯的心呢？会日渐的流失的。
Then the tender mercy in our heart, it will dissipate day by day.
弟兄姊妹，千万要记住一件事。
So brothers and sisters, you must remember this.
当我们因信耶稣基督的时候呢
？Through our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们得着怜悯的心。
We attain tender mercy in our heart.
这个怜悯的心不是我们生命的本质的。
But this is not an original characteristic of our life.
我们生命的本质绝对没有一份怜悯的心。
The original characteristic of our life definitely.Does not have tender mercy in us.
乃是耶稣基督因为在我里面而存在的。
It is because of the indwelling of the Lord Jesus Christ that we have this.
所以如果当我们同神的关系疏离的时候呢？
Therefore, when our relationship with God is distant,
这份怜悯的心肠就会慢慢的降低。
This tender mercy in us will gradually decrease,
甚至乎会流失。
Or it may even vanish altogether.
等于它带给我们一份非常宝贵的提醒。
Then it gives us a very precious reminder.
这个怜悯的心能够增长的原因。
The reason for this tender mercy in our heart to increase.
是因为亲近主。
It is because that we draw near to the Lord.
这份怜悯的心会流失的原因。
The reason why this tender mercy in our heart can disappear.
是因为同神的关系疏离。
It's because of the relationship with God is distant.
于是就出来一个很宝贵的提醒。
Therefore, we have a very precious reminder.
今天我们同主的关系其实只有一种的情况。
Today, the relationship with our Lord, there is only one situation.
一是亲近主。
Either we are close to the Lord,
一是就不亲近主。
Or we are not close to the Lord.
没说又亲近主又不亲近主的。
There is no such thing of close to the Lord and not close to the Lord at the same time.
很多时人都想走中间路线。
Very often people want to take the middle path.
又亲近主又不亲近主就好了。
It is good if we can be close to the Lord and not close to the Lord.
但是在属灵上没有这个道理。
But there's no such thing in spiritual things.
一是亲近主。
Either we are close to the Lord.
在亲近主的程度上有不同的上的程度。
There are different extents as to how close we are to the Lord.
依然得出来不同的程度上的果子。
Therefore, we have different extents of fruit.
但系当唔亲近主嘅时候咧
，But if we are not close to the Lord，
就系冇亲近主。
Then we are not close to the Lord at all。
就好似先知以西结嘅提醒一样。
It is like the reminder by the prophet Ezekiel。
成为破裂唔能够存水嘅池子。
We become broken cisterns that cannot hold water。
所以弟兄姊妹，求主帮助我哋。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, may the Lord help us。
我哋因信耶稣基督。
Because of our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ，
有主住喺我心里边。
We have the indwelling of the Lord Jesus Christ。
我哋得着怜悯嘅心。
We have tender mercy in our heart。
但喺我哋整个嘅人生嘅岁月当中咧
，But in the whole course of our lives，
其实我哋要时刻亲近我哋嘅主，我哋嘅神。
We have to be constantly be close to the Lord and God，
以至呢份嘅怜悯嘅心能够日渐日渐嘅加增。
So that the tender mercy in our heart can be increased day by day。
所以亲近主唔系一个责任嚟嘅。
Therefore, to draw close to the Lord is not a responsibility.
亲近主是一个必须有的行动。
To draw close to the Lord is a necessary action.
跟我们的肉体生命的情况一样。
It is just like our flesh bodies.
我们的肉体生命要成长的话呢
？For our physical bodies to grow,
我们要进食的。
We have to eat.
我们要呼吸空气。
We have to breathe.
属灵的生命同样有这样的需要。
It is the same thing for spiritual life.
鼓励弟兄姊妹，
I encourage you, brothers and sisters.
每日的读经、祷告、灵修生活是不可以避免。
Daily Bible reading and devotion time is necessary.
不是一个礼拜一次。
It's not once a week.
不是心情好先做。
It's not something that you do only when you feel like it.
是每日都需要。
You need it every day.
我经常想一件事情，
I always reflect on this.
人由出生的刹那开始，
From the moment that we are born，
我相信绝大部分的人都好多嘅挣扎。
I believe that most people they have a lot of struggles。
佢哋都好多嘅努力。
They have to put in a lot of efforts。
佢哋希望有幸福嘅人生。
They hope that they have a blessed life。
所以读书嘅时候努力。
Therefore, when they study hard。
做事嘅时候努力。
When they work hard。
建立家庭嘅时候努力。
When they build their own families, they have to work hard as well。
教养儿童嘅时候努力。
They have to put in effort when they teach their children。
我哋一生曾经付上好多嘅代价。
We have paid a lot of price in our lives.
但有一样嘅代价系最简单而果效最大嘅。
But there is one thing which is a little price that you pay, but there is a lot of result.
却系好多基督嘅圣徒所忽略。
But this is neglected by a lot of Christian saints.
我常常咁样讲吓，神俾我哋一日有1440分钟。
I always say that.God gives us 1,440 minutes a day.
能唔能够用当中嘅30分钟嚟亲近神呢？
Can we use only 30 minutes of this time to draw close to the Lord?
以致能够得着丰盛嘅恩典。
So that we can receive abundant grace.
既然我哋知道我哋一生嘅恩典绝不在神以外。
As we know that our blessings and grace is not outside the Lord,
我能够有个蒙福的人生
for us to have blessed life,
是因为神与我们同在
is because God is with us,
直到世界的末了
until the end of the age.
耶稣基督的名字被称为以马内利
The name of the Lord Jesus Christ is called Emmanuel.
他从来不会废弃他的应许
He will never not let his promise be fulfilled.
但我们需要一个属灵的行动
But we must take this spiritual spiritual action.
需要每日都实践。
Every day we have to put it into practice.
是藉着灵修、读经、祷告、默想来亲近这位主。
It is through reading the Bible, praying, having a devotion time and meditation to draw close to the Lord.
所以我们不单止因着相信主耶稣基督得着怜悯的心。
Therefore, we do not only attain the tender mercy in our heart through the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们更加需要亲近主耶稣基督。
But we also have to do it through drawing close to the Lord Jesus.
让这份怜悯的心能够增长。
So that the tender mercy in our heart can grow.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
最后一个属灵的行动是什么呢？
What is the last aspect of spiritual action?
是脱离卑贱的事。
That is cleansing ourselves from ignoble purposes.
有一节经文我需要跟大家看的。
We have to read a verse.
就在提摩太后书的二章二十一节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 21.
找到我们都一起读一下。
Let's read together.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必作贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用， 预备行各样的善事。
If a man cleanses himself from the latter, that is ignoble purposes, he will be an instrument for noble purposes made holy, useful to the master and prepared to do any good work.
弟兄姊妹，在这节经文当中一个非常宝贵的提醒。
Brothers and sisters, there is a very precious reminder in this verse.
就是贵重的器皿这五个字。
That is noble instruments.
这个贵重的器皿有一个特色。
There is one characteristic for these noble instruments.
它是一个圣洁贵重的器皿。
This is a holy and precious instrument.
为什么使徒保罗在这里要这么强调呢？
Why does the Apostle Paul have this emphasis?
因为使徒保罗对神的认识有一个准确的认识。
Because Paul has a true knowledge of God.
神是一个赐福的神。
God is the God that gives blessings.
神是一个赐恩典的神。
God is the God that gives grace.
毫无疑问。
This is not questionable.
因为由创世纪开始，神已经宣布了。
Because since Genesis, God has proclaimed.
神绝对是一个赐大福的神。
God is the God that gives great blessings.
神是一个施恩怜悯的神。
God is a compassionate and merciful God.
我们的一生的路径都应该滴下脂油。
All the path of our life, they should be overflowed with oil.
神的的确确以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
God crowned the year with bounty.
但是问题就来了。
But here comes the question.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
所以神的恩典是圣洁的。
Therefore,God's blessings are holy.
神所赐的福气是圣洁的。
The grace that God gives is also holy.
从神而来的一切都是圣洁的。
Everything that comes from God is holy.
于是当人要承载这个恩典和福气的时候呢，
For us to contain these blessings and grace,
人就要成为一个圣洁的器皿。
We have to be noble instruments.
因为神的恩典不能够在罪当中与人同在。
Because God's grace cannot be with us when we are in sin.
如果这个器皿哦，
If this instrument,
有一天由贵重的器皿成为卑贱的器皿。
One day from noble instrument, it becomes ignoble instrument.
由圣洁的器皿成为污秽的器皿的时候呢，
From holy instrument to filthy instrument,
神所赐的恩典和福气就会流失的了。
Then God's blessings and grace will disappear.
因为神绝对不能够背负自己。
Because God cannot disown himself.
所以圣经其实常常提醒我们。
Therefore the Bible always reminds us.
没有一样东西能够使我们同神的恩典同神的爱隔绝。
Nothing can separate us from God.
神不会撇下我们成为孤儿。
God will never leave us to be orphans.
但是唯有一样的事情，
But there is only one thing.
罪恶能够使我们与神的关系产生疏离。
Sin can separate us from God.
罪恶能够导致神不听我们的祷告。
Sin will cause our prayers not to be heard by God.
罪恶导致神废弃我们。
Sin can also lead us to be rejected by God.
罪恶导致人在恩典当中失落。
Sin also can lead us to fall from grace.
由创世纪开始一路好多好多的记载。
From Genesis, there are many records.
我们看到很多曾经在神面前蒙恩蒙福的人。
We can see a lot of people who were originally blessed with favors and grace from God.
但有一天在恩典当中失落。
But one day they fell from grace.
原因就是罪恶的事情。
The reason is because of sins.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们得了怜悯的心。
Therefore today we receive tender mercy in our heart.
我们因着亲近主耶稣基督这个怜悯的心能够增长。
Because of drawing close to the Lord Jesus, our tender mercy in the heart can increase.
我们需要持守这份怜悯的心的话呢，
But for us to persist in this tender mercy of heart,
甚至持守住一切从神而来的恩典和福气的话呢，
And for us to maintain all the blessings and grace from God,
有两方面我们一生每日都要做。
There are two things that we should do every day.
就是自洁和脱离卑贱的事。
That is, we should cleanse ourselves and also to go away from ignoble things.
等于为神的真理非常真实的。
God's truths are really true.
神从来没说我们一生不会犯罪。
God never says that we will never sin in our lives.
神给了我们一个圣洁的标杆。
God gives us a standard of holiness.
但在这个过程当中，神知道人有软弱。
But in the process, God knows that we have weaknesses.
所以人会失败。
Therefore, we will fail.
人会软弱。
We will be weak.
人 会跌倒。
We will fall.
人甚至乎喺一啲罪当中受到限制。
We will sometimes be under bondage of sin.
但系神吩咐我哋做两件事情嗬。
But God commands us to do two things.
第一就系自洁。
The first is that we have to cleanse ourselves.
自洁就系靠着主耶稣基督嘅宝血嚟赦免洁净我哋一切嘅罪孽同埋过犯。
Cleansing ourselves means that through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are cleansed from all our sins and iniquities.
因为圣经好清楚嘅宣告。
Because the Bible tells us very clearly.
神系信实系公义嘅，我哋若认自己嘅罪，神必定要赦免洗净我哋嘅罪孽同埋过犯。
God is faithful and is just.If we confess our sins, God will forgive our sins and cleanse our transgressions.
我相信自洁是很多基督圣徒每天都会做的。
I believe cleansing ourselves is something that a lot of Christian saints do every day.
但是更重要的行动是什么呢？
But what is a more important action?
脱离卑贱。
We have to be away from ignoble purposes.
神没说我们一生不犯罪。
God does not say that we don't sin all the days of our lives.
事实上，这个世界没有一个这样的人。
In fact, there's no such person in the world.
几属灵嘅人
，No matter how spiritual he is，
几爱主嘅人
，No matter how deeply he loves God，
几亲近主嘅人
，No matter how close he comes to God，
都难免每日会犯罪。
It's inevitable that he sins every day。
但神盼望我哋唔好喺啲罪当中受到辖制。
But God hopes that we are not under the bondage of sins。
你认罪嘅时候，神已经赦免。
When you confess, God forgives。
但如果我哋一年365日都喺辖制同样嘅罪恶当中嘅时候，
But if 365 days per year we are under the bondage of the same kind of sin,
这个绝对就不是神喜悦的。
Then this is definitely not something that is pleasing God.
亦都导致到我们同神的关系完全的疏离。
And also it will cause us to be completely alienated from God.
所以我们需要一个脱离罪恶的心。
Therefore we should have the attitude to be away from sin.
为什么我这样说呢？
Why do I say that?
因为脱离罪恶不是人的意志能力所能够达至的。
Because to go away from sin cannot be achieved by our own will.
所以保罗就讲出他自己的挣扎。
Therefore Paul tells us his struggles.
立志为善由得他，但只是行出来由不得他。
The good things he wanted to do he could not, but the bad things he did.
人的意志能力不能够脱离卑贱。
Man's willpower and strength cannot help him to go away from ignoble things.
所以他曾经落在一些处境里面。
Therefore he was in some situations.
他说我真是苦啊，有谁能够救我脱离这个取死的身体。
He said, what a wretched man I am.Who can help me to go away from this body of death?
于是我们发现脱离卑贱不是人的意志和能力所能够达成的。
Therefore, to be away from ignoble purposes cannot be done through our willpower.
但神喜悦我们有一个脱离卑贱的心。
Therefore, God hopes that we have the attitude to be away from ignoble things.
你有没有发现一件事情？
Whether you have realized this.
很多时候我们想脱离卑贱的。
Very often we want to be away from ignoble purposes.
我们为到我们的失败软弱又忧伤又难过又痛悔。
We feel grieved and have a contrite heart for our failures and weaknesses.
我们在神面前呼求。
We call out before the Lord.
一次一次的呼求。
Time and time again.
弟兄姊妹，你发现一件事情？
Do you discover one thing?
就是仍然不能够摆脱。
But you still, you cannot get away from it.
讲大话的继续讲大话。
Those who lie, they lie still.
发脾气的继续发脾气。
Those who lose their temper, they still lose their temper.
喜欢贪慕虚荣的继续贪慕虚荣。
Those who are vain, they are still vain.
喜欢假冒为善的继续假冒为善。
Those who are hypocritical, they are still hypocritical.
其实我们知道这种情况。
We know this situation.
神不是信实的吗？
Isn't God faithful?
为什么我呼求好像神没听到这样？
Why do I call out to him? It seems that he can't hear.
仍然摆脱不到。
I still cannot get away from these bondages.
一年过去了，仍然是这样。
After 1 year, I'm still the same.
5年过去了。
After 5 years,
仍然是这样。
I'm still the same.
10年过去了。
After 10 years,
仍然是这样。
I'm still the same.
弟兄姊妹，我们会不会问为什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, do we ask why?
弟兄姊妹，在我自己的属灵经历里面，我能够察看到神的心意。
In my spiritual experience, I could really examine God's will.
神如果要帮助我们脱离这个罪恶卑贱的事， 哇，都冇咁容易。
It would be instantaneous and easy thing for God to help us to be away from these ignoble things.
任何一秒钟都可以达成。
He could do it in any second.
但神冇咁样做。
But God does not do that.
原因有三个。
There are three reasons.
因为呢个脱离卑贱原来唔系一点里面发生。
Because to be away from ignoble things does not happen in one instant.
系一个好漫长嘅过程当中。
It is a long process.
神要试验我哋嘅心系咪真实嘅。
God has to test whether our heart is true.
一年、三年、五年过去了。
After 1 year, 3 years, and 5 years,
我们仍然不能够摆脱。
We cannot still get away from it.
但是我们这个愿意脱离卑贱的心，是不是真真实实仍然存在？
But is our devotion to be away from ignoble things, is it true?
神要用时间向我们显明出来。
God has to use time to reveal to us.
当然在这个漫长的等候过程当中。
And in this long time of waiting,
神还要做一样东
西。God has to do one other thing.
就是他要我们认识自己。
He wants us to know ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，人活在这个世界最悲哀是什么？就是没有真正认识自己生命里面的本质和本相。
Brothers and sisters, what is the most sorrowful thing for men to live in this world? They do not really truly understand their true state and their true selves.
未信主的时候当然不认识了。
Before they came to Christ, it's natural that they don't realize.
信了主的时候都会落在这样的危机当中的。
But after you put your faith in Christ, you can also be in this crisis.
因为当你真的蒙恩归主的时候呢，
Because when you receive the grace of salvation,
当耶稣基督在你里面的时候呢，
When the Lord Jesus Christ indwells,
你的生命有根有基的时候呢，
When you are rooted and established,
其实你的生命忽然起了天翻地覆的改变的。
There should be a great transformation of your life.
在那时候我们自己都会可能陷入一种危机。
At that time, we may be in this crisis.
以为我比别人圣洁。
We will think that we are holier than other people.
我比别人公义。
We are more righteous than other people.
我比别人有真理，比别人有爱心。
We have better grasp of the truth and have more love than other people.
直到几时呢？
Until when?
直到神将他的恩典稍微挪开的时候呢？
Until God removes a little bit of his grace.
我们发觉我们生命里面那种本质就流露了出来。
Then we can see the true quality of our lives.
而且不能够摆脱。
And also we cannot get rid of them.
信了主十几二十年都是这样。
After conversion to Christ for 20 or 10 years.
所以这段时间越长的话呢，我们就会认识自己生命的本质。
Therefore, the longer the time is,the deeper we know about the true quality of our lives.
但因为真正认识自己的时候呢，
But when we truly recognize ourselves,
我们才能够真正认识主的恩、主的爱。
Then we can have a true appreciation of God's love.
原来主就是为到我一个这样的人被钉在十字架上。
We realize that God, for a man like me, he was crucified on the cross.
主为我一个这样的人付上无比的代价。
For a person like me, God pays such a great price.
那种对主的恩、主的爱认识再不是头脑知识。
Then the realization and knowledge of God's love and grace is not only an intellectual knowledge.
再不是言语上，乃是在心灵诚实上。
It is not only on speech.But in truth and in spirit.
还有一件事情发生。
And one thing will happen.
就是神一直忍耐宽容我一个这样的罪人。
God has been patient and forbearing for such a person like me.
即使我的生命原来这么败坏、这么软弱、这么不知所谓。
Even my life has been so wicked, so weak and senseless.
但神一直宽容忍耐。
But God has been patient and forbearing.
神没有按着我们的罪孽和过犯来看待我们。
God does not treat us according to our sins and iniquities.
反而一直用他的恩典、福气、怜悯来覆盖着我们。
But instead of that, he has been covering us with his grace and mercy and blessings.
所以弟兄姊妹留意，脱离卑贱是我们一生蒙恩归主之后竭力追求。
Therefore, brothers and sisters,cleansing ourselves and getting away from ignoble purposes is something that we should pursue all the days of our lives.
但它将会持续一个很漫长的过程。
But it should be a long process of persistence.
因为在我们一生里面，我们都不能够摆脱这种境况。
Because we cannot get away from this situation in our lives.
但弟兄姊妹，奇妙的恩典是什么？
But what is so amazing about grace?
当我们这个愿意去脱离卑贱的心是真实的话，
When we have the true willingness to be away from ignoble purposes,
能够经得起时间考验的话呢,
if we can stand the test of time,
有一天当神的时间到的时候呢,
one day when it is the timing of God,
我们发觉克制住我们那种的罪恶, 那种的软弱, 那种的失败突然间消失,
we will find that the weaknesses and sins that keep us in bondage will suddenly disappear.
这些是很多神的仆人, 很多基督圣徒曾经经历过的。
This has been experienced by a lot of Christian saints and God's servants.
我今天所讲的也是我自己所经历过。
What I have told you today are the things that I have experienced myself.
我蒙恩归主的头七年,
the 7 years after my conversion to Christ,
我经历到什么叫做以马内利,
I experienced what is Emmanuel.
什么叫做神与人同在?
What is God with us?
在那七年时间里面,
In the 7 years,
因为主的恩典的缘故,
Because of God's grace,
的确真的好像一个圣洁的神人一样,
It's true that I was like a godly person,
连自己都以为自己是这样,
I thought I was like that,
但当时间要到的时候呢,
But as the time approached,
神施恩的手稍微流开的时候,
When God's gracious hand was removed a bit from me,
哦，弟兄姊妹，我每朝早上跪在主面前的祷告我都不懂怎样用人的说话去形容自己。
Every morning when I knelt down before God to pray, I could not describe with my human words.
我只能够跟主说，我一个无可救药的人。
I could only say to the Lord, I'm such a filthy person.
因为在很多不能够摆脱罪恶的过程当中更加认识自己。
Because in the process of not being able to free myself from the bondage of sin, I knew myself better.
但也都更加认识主的恩、主的爱。
But at the same time, I had a deeper understanding of God's love and mercy.
但是神真的是一个监察人心的主。
But God is truly the God who examines our hearts.
到神的时间到的时候，
When it comes to God's timing,
那样的软弱，那样的失败即时消失。
The weaknesses, the failures would disappear straight away.
从此不会再限制我们。
From then on, it would not keep us in bondage.
这个就是奇异恩典。
This is amazing grace.
弟兄姊妹，求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
得着怜悯的心。
For us to acquire, to attain the tender mercy in our heart.
在相信主耶稣基督的时候已经得着了。
We attain it the moment when we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是要增长怜悯的心呢？就要一生去好好亲近主。
But for the tender mercy to grow, we have to draw close to the Lord in all the days of our lives.
而要持守这份怜悯的心呢，就要谨慎自守了。
For us to maintain this tender mercy in our heart, we have to be alert and self-controlled.
每日在主面前自洁，脱离卑贱的事。
Every day we have to cleanse ourselves before the Lord and to go away from ignoble purposes.
有时有些人会误解做基督徒很辛苦。
Sometimes people will have a misconception that it's very hard for people to be Christians.
要得到神的恩典和福气，好像要付上很多的代价。
It seems that they have to pay a lot of price, then they will attain God's grace and mercy.
但当我睇圣经嘅时候，唔系咁啊。
But when I read the Bible, it's not like that.
蒙恩嘅起点系乜嘢咧？
What is the starting point of getting God's mercy?
系相信主耶稣基督啫嘛。
Is to put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
喺我哋蒙恩嘅过程当中。
And in the process of getting the mercy.
系亲近主耶稣基督啫嘛。
It is through drawing near to the Lord Jesus Christ.
最后一个脱离卑贱嘅心。
And also we have the attitude to clean ourselves from ignoble purposes.
神冇叫我哋做一啲我哋做唔到嘅事情。
God does not ask us to do something which we can't.
只系叫我哋做一啲理所当然嘅事。
He only asks us to do things which are reasonable.
你若真与耶稣基督一同复活
，If you are to truly resurrect with the Lord Jesus Christ，
你若真有主耶稣基督住喺你心里
，If you truly have the Lord Jesus Christ indwelling in you，
亲近主
，Then drawing near to the Lord。
脱离卑贱的事
，to be away from ignoble purposes，
岂不是理所当然吗
？Shouldn't that be reasonable？
求主帮助我哋
，May the Lord help us，
而且亦都系主所喜悦嘅
，and this is also pleasing to God。
我相信主耶稣欢迎我哋相信佢，亲近佢。亦都脱离卑贱嘅事。
I know that Jesus Christ would like us to believe in Him and to draw close to Him。
我哋同心祈祷。
Let us pray。
主啊，我哋现在就站喺你嘅面前。
Lord, we are standing before you。
求主用宝血 洁净我哋。
May the Lord cleanse us with your precious blood.
洗净我哋一切嘅罪污。
And cleanse us from all the filthiness.
让我哋嘅属灵心眼能够真正见到主。
So that our spiritual eyes can actually see the Lord.
主啊，原来喺我哋蒙恩得救嘅时候。
At the moment when we were saved by the grace.
主，你就系住喺我哋心里。
Lord, you have been indwelling in us.
永远与我哋同在。
And you are with us always.
主啊，帮助我哋。
Lord, help us.
让我哋能够更多嘅时间嚟亲近主。
Let us to have more time to draw near to you.
亦都想到你系神，系圣洁嘅。
And when we think that you are a holy God,
我哋也当圣洁。
We also should be holy.
我哋要追求成为一个圣洁嘅器皿。
We pursue to be noble instruments.
我哋必须常常自洁，脱离卑贱嘅事。
We must always cleanse ourselves from ignoble things.
以致我哋能够承载从天父上帝而嚟一切嘅恩典同埋福气。
So that we can contain all the grace and blessings from the Heavenly Father.
让我哋能够效法主嘅样式。
Help us to imitate the life pattern of the Lord Jesus.
得着主怜悯嘅心。
To attain the tender mercy in our heart.
亦都增长呢个怜悯嘅心。
And for this tender mercy to grow.
亦都持守呢个怜悯嘅心。
And to maintain this tender mercy in our heart.
以致我哋真正成为一个真正怜悯人嘅人。
So that we can become the truly merciful.
求主帮助我哋。
Lord, help us.
在主面前同心感恩、仰望、祈祷，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and petition. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.